今天证道的经文是在出埃及记24章1到18节。耶和华又指示摩西说，你和亚伦、拿达、亚比户及以色列的70位长老上我这里来，远远地敬拜我，只有你可以靠近我，其他人包括全体百姓都不得走近。摩西下山把耶和华的话和法令都告诉百姓，百姓齐声回答，我们愿意遵行耶和华的一切吩咐。摩西把耶和华的这些话记录下来。第二天清晨，摩西在山脚筑了一座坛，立了12根柱子，代表以色列的12支支派。他又告诉以色列的青年去给耶和华献燔祭，又献上公牛做平安祭。摩西把祭牲的血一半放在盆里，一半撒在坛上。他又把约书念给百姓听，百姓听了都说，我们愿意遵行耶和华的一切吩咐，我们愿意顺服。摩西便把盆中的血撒在百姓身上，说，这是立约的血，是耶和华按所说的话与你们立约的凭据。之后摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户及70位长老便上了山，他们都看见了以色列的上帝，他的脚下好像是一片蓝宝石，像天一样明净。上帝没有伸手杀这些以色列的首领，允许他们看见他，在他面前吃喝。耶和华对摩西说，你上山到我这里来，留在这里，我要把写着律法和诫命的石板赐给你，你可以用来教导百姓。于是摩西带着他的助手约书亚动身上了上帝的山。离开之前，摩西吩咐长老说，你们在这里等候我们回来，亚伦和户尔跟你们在一起，百姓当中有什么诉讼的事情可以交给他们处理。摩西上了山，密云遮盖着整座山，耶和华的荣耀停留在西乃山上。密云遮盖了山6天，第7天，耶和华在云中召唤摩西。在以色列人眼中，耶和华的荣耀在山上好像烈火。摩西上到山上，走进云中，在那里停留了40昼夜。这是神的话语。
Thank you, Grace, for reading for us.
谢谢。
And thank you to Pastor Lee for leading worship this morning.
谢谢李牧师啊，带领我们唱诗歌。
And thank you for James for the children's moment.
谢谢 James 带领我们儿童的时间。
And thank you, Silas, for the announcements.
谢谢 Silas 帮我们报告家训。
Please pray for Pastor Doris.
请为啊 Doris 牧师祷告。
She has a cold.
她感冒了。
And so she sends her apologies this morning.
所以她啊道歉，今天早上不能来到这里。
Some years ago, Catherine and I decided to go on an overnight trip to the United States.
几年前，凯瑟琳和我决定去美国度假。
I had drunk a lot of cold water on the way driving, and so as we lined up at the border crossing, I needed a washroom.
我在路上的时候喝了很多冷水，所以当我们在边境排队的时候，我需要去洗手间。
We were very close to the border crossing.
我们在非常靠近边境的地方。
Hopeful of finding a washroom, I opened my car door to step out.
为了找一个洗手间，我打开车门，走出车外。
Immediately, an American customs official bellowed at me, "Stay in your car!"
但是当马上有一个海关官员对我大声说，待在你的车里。
When we got to the passport check, I was abruptly informed that regulations do not permit car drivers or passengers to exit their vehicles so close to the border.
当我到检查护照的时候，一个官员突然告诉我说，规定是不允许司机或者乘客在边境的管制附近上下车的。
I witnessed something similar at Windsor Castle a few years ago.
几年前，我在温莎城堡也目睹了类似的事情。
Windsor Castle is one of the Queen's residences near London.
温莎城堡是女王的住所之一，靠近伦敦。
It's open to the public.
它向公众开放。
But there are also no-go areas.
但是也有一些是禁区。
These are guarded by soldiers dressed in red uniforms with the characteristic large black fur hats.
他们有士兵看守，他们是身穿红色制服，而且戴着有特色的黑色大皮毛的帽子。
On this occasion, a tourist stepped too close to a guard, hoping to get a selfie.
这次有一个游客，他离一名警卫太近，他想得到一个自拍。
That was a mistake.
但是那是一个非常大的错误。
The soldier turned on the tourist, lowered his weapon, and yelled, "Get back!"
那个士兵转向那个游客，放低他的武器，对他大声说，退后。
At the US border, I managed to wait until I could find a washroom.
在美国的边境，我可以就是等到那个时间，我去洗手间。
I'm not so sure about that tourist at Windsor Castle.
但是那个游客我就不知道。
Both incidences remind me of how cavalier we can be meeting people or entering places that demand respect.
这两起事件都提醒我们，就是当我们需要庄严的去进入一个地方或者去见某一个人的时候，我们的态度是漫不经心的。
This can be true of how we approach God.
这也许是同样的，当我们是去接近上帝的时候。
Today's long scripture reading reminds us of one simple but vital point.
今天的一个长的经文，它说出了一个简单而且非常重要的一点。
We come to God with awe and reverence, utterly dependent upon His grace.
我们带着敬畏和崇敬的心来到上帝面前，是完全依靠于他的恩典。
It's serious stuff.
这个是非常严肃的事情。
It's important to understand the background to today's scripture.
了解今天经文的背景是非常重要的。
The people of Israel have been held captive in Egypt.
以色列人民在被禁锢在埃及下面。
But God saw their need and sent Moses to deliver them.
但神看见他们的需要，就派遣摩西去救他们。
Moses challenged Pharaoh, Egypt's emperor, with 10 plagues.
摩西用十个瘟疫挑战埃及皇帝法老。
After the 10th plague, Pharaoh released the Israelites.
第十个瘟疫发生之后，法老释放了以色列人。
And Moses led the Israelites to Mount Sinai.
摩西带领以色列人来到西乃山。
And there Israel entered a solemn covenant with God.
在那里，以色列人与神签订了庄严的盟约。
Israel received the words of life, the commandments.
以色列人接受了生命的话语，戒律。
And Israel faced God.
And 以色列面对上帝。
Listen to Exodus 19, verses 16 to 19.
我们来看出埃及记19章16到19节。
On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning, with a thick cloud over the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled.Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently.
到了第三天早晨，山上雷电大作，乌云密布。又有嘹亮的号角声，营中的百姓都胆战心惊。摩西率领百姓出营迎接上帝，他们都站在山脚下，因为耶和华在火中降临到西乃山，整座山都冒着浓烟滚滚上腾，好像一个大火窑，整座山都震动起来，号角声越来越响亮。摩西说话，上帝就回应他，声音好像雷鸣。
For the Israelites who had lived under the false deities of ancient Egypt, there is nothing casual or laid back about entering the presence of this God, the one true God.
对于那些生活在古埃及虚假神之下的以色列人来说，进入这个神唯一的真正的上帝的面前的时候，是不可以随随便便的。
10 years ago, Catherine and I visited Melbourne, Australia.
10 years ago, 凯瑟琳和我访问了澳大利亚的墨尔本。
We ascended the Eureka Tower, one of the highest skyscrapers in the city.
我们登上了尤里卡塔，这是全市最高的摩天大楼之一。
This skyscraper offers the edge experience.
这座摩天大楼有一个活动，就叫做边缘，可以让我们去体验。
Visitors enter a dark room.
游客进入一个黑暗的房间。
The doors are closed behind you and the room starts to move.
一旦那个门在身后关上了，然后这个房间就开始动。
Suddenly, you realize where you are.
突然你意识到自己的一个确切位置。
You are standing in a glass cube extended over 3 meters from the side of the building and over 300 meters above the ground.
你站在一个玻璃立方体里，从大楼一侧延伸三米外以上，离地面有300多米。
You can look straight down.
你可以直接的看下去。
Before entering, there's a sign that reads like this.
在进入这个玻璃房之前，有一个警告牌。
The edge experience is not recommended for guests with any of the following conditions.
不建议有以下任何条件的客人使用边缘体验。
Fear of heights or fear of enclosed spaces.
对高度的恐惧，对封闭空间的恐惧。
Sensitivity to loud or sudden noises.
对大声或者突然噪音的敏感性。
Pregnancy, heart problems, or epilepsy.
怀孕有心脏问题或者癫痫的人。
Children under 7 years of age require parental permission to do the edge experience.
7岁以下的儿童需要父母的许可才可以体验边缘。
Entering the edge is serious stuff, not for the faint-hearted.
进入边缘，是严肃的事情，是胆小的人不能去的。
Sinai reminds us of this even more intensely.
而西乃山更强烈地提醒了这一点。
Approaching God is serious stuff.
接近上帝是非常严肃的事情。
He is not to be taken lightly.
他不应该是被认为是理所当然的。
He's not to be taken for granted.
不能被轻视的。
God places limits on how far people can come in Exodus 24.
上帝限制了人们能走多远。
He does this not because God wishes to keep people from him.
他这样做并不是因为上帝希望让人们远离他。
But because the very glory of God is beyond human capacity to see without dying.
而是因为上帝的荣耀远远超过了人类看见他而不死的范围。
Standing near a raging fire,
站在熊熊燃烧的火堆附近
gazing at the sun without eye protection,
在没有眼睛保护的情况下盯着太阳看
stepping into a nuclear reactor,
踏入核反应堆
none of these come close to what the effect of God's perfect beauty, perfect love, perfect brilliance has upon fallen humanity.
所有这些都比不上上帝的完美，上帝完全的爱和他完美的光辉对堕落人类的影响。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 1 and 2 say this.
传道书五章一到二节这样说道。
Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth.Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven, and you are on earth, so let your words be few.
你进入上帝的殿时要小心谨慎，敬虔清清胜过愚人献敬，因为他们不知道自己是在作恶。在上帝面前不要冒失开口，不可急于发言，因为他在天上，你在地上，所以你要少言寡语。
When I first started as pastor at First Baptist Church Penticton, one of the great saints of the church lamented the fact that there was so much chatting and laughing in the sanctuary before the service.
当我刚开始在第一浸信会彭蒂克顿当牧师的时候，教会其中有一位圣人，他感慨地说，聚会前在圣所里有那么多的聊天的声音 和笑声。
Now this man, who was well into his 90s, had a sharp wit and a twinkle in his eye.
这个人他已经九十多岁了，有着敏锐的机智和闪亮的眼睛。
Yet he recognized how indifferent the congregation had become towards God's holiness and glory.
然而他意识到会众对神的圣洁和荣耀变得冷淡。
And for years after,We often, not always, we often began our service with quietness.
多年后，我们经常以安静的态度开始我们的崇拜。
The quietness provided space for us to remember whose presence we come into.
这个安静为我们提供了一个空间，让我们记住我们是进入神的面前。
It's serious stuff to come into the presence of God.
这是非常严肃的事情，当我们进入上帝的面前。
So how does this connect with Exodus 24?
而这与出埃及记二十四章有何联系呢？
Exodus 24 describes a solemn moment.
出埃及记二十四章描述了一个庄严的时刻。
Moses sacrifices several bulls.
摩西用几只公牛来献祭。
Half of the blood from the bulls is put in bowls.
公牛身上的一半的血放在盆里。
The other half is sprinkled on the altar.
另一半撒在祭坛上。
Moses then reads the book of the covenant, what we call Exodus chapters 20 to 23.
摩西读了盟约书，就是我们出埃及记二十到二十三章。
And then Moses takes the blood in the bowls and sprinkles it on all the people.
然后摩西把放在碗里的血洒在众民的身上。
As he does so, he says in verse 8, This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words.
当他这样做的时候，第八节这样说道，这是立约的血，是耶和华按所说的话与你们立约的凭据。
Only after this does Moses receive the stone tablets with the Ten Commandments.
只有这样，摩西之后才会接受十诫的石板。
And after that, he spends 40 days and nights on the mountain with God.
之后，他和上帝在山上度过了四十昼夜。
But here's the interesting detail.
但这里有一个有趣的细节。
Before the blood was sprinkled, the leaders of Israel could not approach God.
在撒上鲜血之前。以色列的领袖们无法接近上帝。
In Exodus 19, verse 24, God says, But the priests and the people must not force their way through to come up to the Lord, or he will break out against them.
在出埃及记十九章二十四节这样说道，你下去把亚伦一起带来，祭司和百姓仍要留在原来的地方，不得乱闯到我面前，免得我忽然出来击杀你们。
But after the blood is sprinkled, they can approach God.
但是当鲜血洒下之后，他们可以接近神。
Exodus 24, verses 9 to 11 say, Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. But God did not raise his hand against these leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank.
出埃及记二十四章九到十一节这样说道：之后，摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户及七十位长老便上了山，他们都看见了以色列的上帝。上帝并没有伸手杀这些以色列的首领，允许他们看见他，在他面前吃喝。
In the same way, in Exodus 19, verses 16 to 18, when the people first approached the mountain, they saw the smoke and fire, they heard the trumpets, and they were terrified.
同样，在出埃及记十九章十六到十八节，说到，当人们第一次接近山时，他们看到了浓烟和火焰，听到了号角，他们也被吓坏了。
But after the blood is sprinkled, they see the fire on the mountain as the glory of God.
所以在鲜血被洒下之后，他们看见耶和华的荣耀在山上好像烈火。
That's in Exodus 24, verse 17.
那是啊，出埃及记二十四章十七节。
It is not that God is any less holy, or that being in His presence is any less awe-inspiring.
这并不代表上帝的神圣是减少了，也不是说那些人可以来到上帝面前可以不需要那么敬畏了。
It is that something has made the difference.
而是有一些东西是带来了变化。
The blood has been sprinkled.
血被洒上了。
Let's understand how significant this is.
让我明白这一点有多重要。
In no other place in Scripture is blood sprinkled on all the people.
在圣经中没有任何其他的地方说到有鲜血洒在众人的身上。
That is, until we come to the cross of Christ.And understand what his death means.
也就是说，直到我们来到基督的十字架前，明白他的死意味着什么。
Hebrews chapter 9, verses 13 and 14 say this.
希伯来书九章十三到十四节这样说。
The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean.How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?
如果把山羊血、公牛血和母牛犊的灰洒在污秽的人身上，就可以使他们圣洁，身体得到洁净。更何况基督借着永恒的灵把自己毫无瑕疵地献给上帝呢？他的血岂不更能洗净我们的良心，使我们脱离导致灭亡的行为，以便侍奉永活的上帝吗？
And look then at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 to 24.
让我们再来看希伯来书十二章十八到二十四节。
These verses show the difference that Jesus' blood makes.
让我们来看到耶稣的血带来了怎样的变化。
It's a long passage, but I will read it to you.
这是一个很长的经文，但我会读下来。
Hebrews 12, 18 to 24.
希伯来书十二章十八到二十四节。
You have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm.To a trumpet blast, or such a voice speaking words that those who heard it beg that no further word be spoken to them. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem. You've come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn.Whose names are written in heaven. You've come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
你们并非来到那座摸得到有火焰、乌云、黑暗、狂风号角声和说话声的西乃山，听见这些声音的人都哀求不要再向他们说话了。但你们现在来到了锡安山，永活上帝的城邑，天上的耶路撒冷，欢聚着千万天使的地方。这里有名字记录在天上的众长子的教会，有审判众人的上帝和已达到纯全的义人的灵魂。还有新约的宗保， 耶稣和他所流的血，这血比亚伯的血发出更美的信息。
The sprinkled blood brought Israel's leaders face to face with God.
这洒的鲜血使以色列的领袖可以与神面对面。
The sprinkled blood of Jesus opens the way for us to know God personally.
耶稣洒的血为我们亲自认识神开辟了道路。
Listen to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19.
让我们来听彼得前书一章十八到十九节。
For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
要知道你们从传统的没有意义的生活中被救赎出来，不是靠金银等会朽坏的东西，而是靠无瑕无疵的代罪羔羊基督的宝血。
In his book Written in Blood, Robert Coleman tells the story of a little boy whose sister needed a blood transfusion or she would die.
罗伯特·科尔曼在他的书写在血月中讲述了一个小男孩的故事，他的妹妹需要输血，否则他会死。
She had a rare blood type which her little brother shared.
他有一种罕见的血型，是他哥哥共有的。
The doctor carefully explained all of this to the little boy, pointing out that without the transfusion, his sister would die.
医生仔细地向小男孩解释了这一切，指出如果不输血，他妹妹就会死。
Would you be brave and give your blood to your sister? The doctor asked.
医生问道，你会勇敢地把你的血给你妹妹吗？
The boy hesitated.
小男孩犹豫了一下。
His lower lip began to tremble.
他的下唇开始颤抖。
And then he smiled and said, sure, for my sister.
然后他微笑着说，当然，为了我的妹妹。
The two children were wheeled into the hospital room.
两个孩子被推入病房。
The girl was pale and thin, but the boy robust and healthy.
小女孩脸色苍白和瘦小，而小男孩强壮和健康。
The boy smiled at his sister as he watched the blood travel out of his body down the clear plastic tube.
这个小男孩对着他妹妹微笑，看着他的血液从他的身体里流出来，从透明的塑料管里流出来。
And then the boy's smile faded.
然后这个小男孩的笑容消失了。
As he lay there, feeling weak, he looked up at the doctor.
当他躺在那里感觉虚弱的时候，他抬头看着医生。
And he said, Doctor, now that I've given my blood, when do I die?
他对医生说，医生，既然我给了我的血给我的妹妹，那我什么时候死呢？
The boy thought that giving his blood to his sister meant giving up his life.
这个小男孩以为他把他的血给了妹妹，意味着他要放弃他的生命。
Yet because of his great love for her, he was prepared to pay that price.
然而，由于他对他的妹妹的爱，他准备付出代价。
It is serious stuff to enter the presence of God.
进入上帝的面前是非常严肃的事情。
We must never take it for granted.
我们从来不应该作为是理所当然的。
It is so serious that only by blood can we enter.
那是非常严肃的，以至于只有因着血，我们才可以来到神的面前。
Only by Christ's shed blood.
只有因着耶稣基督的血。
This morning we have only to remember this.
今天早上我们要记住这一点。
To know God, a life goes on the line.
去认识神是需要付出生命的。
Jesus' life for you and for me.
耶稣的生命为了你和我。
It's serious stuff.
这是一个非常严肃的事情。
But it's the stuff of life and hope.
但是这一个事情是关于生命和希望。
The invitation this morning is to come and know this holy God who loves you.
今天早上的邀请是让你来认识爱你的神。
After our service, there is always opportunity to receive prayer.
在敬拜之后，我们可以有机会去接受这个祷告。
No matter what has gone on in your life, you can come and be washed clean by the blood of Jesus.
不管你的生命发生了什么事情，你都可以来到神的面前，因为有耶稣基督。
And let us therefore respond by singing a wonderful hymn.
今天我们来一个回应的诗歌。
Nothing but the blood. Let's stand together.